Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the moment you have all been waiting for. Eastern Sierra Now, the home of the best local news. This is Jesse Steele for September 30th, 2021. Reminding you that we might not have the biggest view count on our website, but check back in a week. All right, speaking of September 30th, 2021, today is International Podcast Day. How audibly ironic. It's also International Blasphemy Rights Day. You have a right to blaspheme. I guess today is the only day you're allowed to say that the greatest WWF champion of all time was not Hulk Hogan. You hear me, Hulkamaniacs? It's International Translation Day. That's got to be a hard job. Like, hats off to translators. That's doing some good work right there. Sometimes I have to translate English from English, but that's about the best I can do. It is National Chewing Gum Day. It is National Love People Day. Supporting the power of unconditional love. We all could use a little bit more of that, can't we? It's National Hot Mulled Cider Day. I'm wondering when National Pumpkin Spice Day is. Aren't you, Karen? National Mud Pack Day. I don't even know what a mud pack is, but apparently that's today. Orange Shirt Day, which is to hold hands in solidarity as we honor the Indigenous children sent to residential schools in Canada. God, that was a terrible issue there. If you haven't heard anything about that, you should definitely look into that. That's not good. My hat goes off to all of those families. And last but not least, it looks like it is World Maritime Day. Those seafarers, they've been around for a while. They deserve a day. We'll check in with it tomorrow and see what October 1st is. In the meantime, let's get to some local news. You know, I usually save sports for last, but I really do think this is just the coolest thing I have heard today. And I am absolutely proud of Arnie Palu and his Broncos for doing this. It shows the caliber of kid that these players are. You know, it's the year started off with some pretty bad stuff. And so for them to ride through that and to show the class and caliber of person that they are, I think this is wonderful. Let me read this for you. The Bishop Union High School Bronco football team is proud to announce a month-long campaign to raise funds for the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. The senior captains have decided to pledge $5 from each touchdown scored during the month of October. Not to leave the defense out, the team is also going to donate $5 for every quarterback sack and interception recorded this month. All donations will go directly to the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance, the ESCA. It provides resources, financial aid, and moral support for those fighting cancer. I could not be happier that our kids want to support this great organization, Coach Arnie Palu said. They have it in their hearts to help those battling cancer. I'm really proud of our team and our captains. The team is inviting fans and supporters to join in. If you'd like to make a matching donation or contribution, please reach out to Coach Palu. There will also be donation jars at the Bronco Booster Snack Shack. The Broncos' first game to raise donations will be Friday, October 1st against California City. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. The 2021 captains are Kenny Batchelder, Michael Booth, JoJo Red Owl, and Colt Madison. For more information about this, please contact Coach Palu at apalu, that's P-A-L-U, at bishopschools.org. Or head over to Eastern Sierra Now. We have the link there. I'd also like to point out that Eastern Sierra Now we'll cover the game on our YouTube channel in 4K for everyone to see, as well as we'd like to match the donated funds by the Broncos for the Cancer Alliance. And I encourage everyone else to do the same. It's a great organization. You never know when you're going to need it, so we need to be there for them. Good job, Broncos. A pretty sweet grant just opened up from Mono County and their Economic Development, Tourism, and Film Commission. They actually have supported 3 grants for nonprofits. The Mono County Community Support Grants for nonprofit organizations applications are now available. Mono County, through its Economic Development, Tourism, and Film Commission, is pleased to announce the availability of 3 community support grant programs for the 21-22 fiscal year. The first is for Community Event Marketing Fund. The second, Historical Societies Grant Program, and the third, Performing and Visual Arts Grant Program. These reimbursement programs are designed to assist established nonprofit organizations in Mono County with eligible events, projects, and programs. Please carefully review the parameters before applying. If you have any questions, please email Liz Granz at lgranz, that's G-R-A-N-S, at mono.ca.gov. And the deadline to apply is 5 p.m. Monday, November 8th. If you'd like to see any more information about each of those grants or get Miss Grand's email, please head to easternseernow.com. I'd like to give a shout out to my friend and our fishing report contributor, Chris Leonard, who lost his longtime dog, Bruin, today. We all know how awful that is. There's nothing worse than losing a good old dog. He did post a fishing report today, and there was a lot of good positivity in that about actually getting some fish and getting out and having a good time. Now that the fall bite is about to get in full swing, he has a lot of really good ideas on places to go fishing and what to use. So if you head over to Eastern Sierra Now, you can read the full article and see some pretty great pictures of Bruin while you're at it. Leave a comment from my buddy Chris here. Show some support. Here's another sports story. Bishop Union cross country team competed against Mammoth at home. The Bishop Union cross country team competed against Mammoth on the 3-mile Tungsten Hills course. The boys team defeated Mammoth by a score of 22-38. The lowest score wins in cross country, by the way. Senior Diego Honda won the race in a time of 18-10. Sophomore Alexander Adkins was third, 19-24. Junior Kyle Chenille was fifth in a time of 19-27. Senior Dominic Westervelt, my nephew, thank you very much, was sixth in a time of 19-52. Freshman Denzel Gomez was seventh in a time of 21-12. And freshman Steven Vinker was eighth in a time of 22-14. Freshman Alex Ide was 12th in a time of 23-05. Sophomore Josh Wilson was 16th with 29-29. Elias Downard was 17 in a time of 32-20. These times demonstrate the hard work and dedication it takes to win a league race. Congratulations to sophomore Ashley Fitt, who won the girls' varsity race in a time of 22-26. Last week, the boys' team defeated Fraser Mountain with a score of 15-47. Diego Honda won the boys' varsity race, and Ashley Fitt won the girls' varsity race. The next meet will be October 6th at Rosamond. Race starts at 3 p.m. Definitely leave some comments here for these guys showing some support. I love how the universe works that way. Names versus what people do. Like the name Ashley Fitt, and she wins all of the races. That's would be as bad as if I came and took your bubble gum. Oh, universe. Well, and some sad news. We have an obituary. Mary Jane Carr, maiden name Lutzow. Here, I'll read the obituary for you. Our beautiful mom passed away peacefully September 25th, 2021 at the Bishop Care Center. Our hearts are broken, but know she's with Dad, and we're sure, he asked, what took you so long? Mary Jane was born to Bonnie and Ralph Lutzow August 24th, 1934 in Santa Monica. She was 87 years old. That is a pretty great life. Living for a short period of time in Mojave, California, her family settled in Bishop, where she remained for the rest of her life. Growing up in Bishop and attending elementary school, Mary Jane forged many lifelong friendships with, to name a few, Jeanette, Lucy, and Shirley. Before graduating from Bishop Union High School, she met Frank Merlin Carr. They married in November 1952 and were married for 66 years before Merlin's passing in 2018. They had four children and raised them in Mary Jane's family home on May Street. Throughout her life, she worked many jobs, but eventually worked for Bishop Union Elementary School District for 30-plus years, before retiring at the age of 72. She loved to sew, making many beautiful quilts and sharing her quilts with her loved ones. She also was an excellent cook. No one could make potato salad, fruit salad, fried chicken, or mac and cheese like Mary Jane. Recipes we still use and will carry on for generations. She had many special qualities, but most of all, she was a devoted wife, mother, grandma, great-grandmother, wonderful sister, and a dear friend. We all loved her dearly. She will be greatly missed. She was preceded in death by her parents Ralph and Bonnie, sisters Barbara Crosby, Susan Burkett, and her beloved husband Merlin. She is survived by her brother Warren Lutzow, her children's son Frank Jr., Mickey. Daughter, Anita, Jack, Molino. Son, Robert, Kristen, and son, David, Refugio. 11 grandchildren, Matt, Aaron, Seth, Whitney, Garrett, Shannon, Raymond, Ryan, Kevin, Jamie, and Daniel. 24 great-grandchildren, numerous nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. She had a full life. A celebration of life will be held on November 6th, 2021. Whiskey Creek at 2 p.m. In lieu of flowers, please bring your favorite memory of Mary Jane. Quick little note here. There's a notice hereby given that the regular meeting of the Planning and Economic Development Commission for Mammoth Lakes is scheduled to be held on October 13th, 2021. It has been rescheduled. So if you show up on the 13th, there's not going to be anybody there. Maybe a custodian or somebody. That's just going to be awkward. It was rescheduled for October 27th at 2 p.m. in the town of Mammoth Lakes Council Chambers, Suite Z. We have the agenda posted for the Mammoth Lakes Town Council, Wednesday, October 6th at 4 p.m. at 437 Old Mammoth Road, Suite Z. For the full rundown, as well as the links to Zoom and phone numbers that you'll need to call if you want to listen in, go to easternsierranow.com. I'll give you just a quick rundown of what the agenda says. There will be Assembly Bill AB 361 findings. There will be resolution of making findings to allow the town council to meet virtually during the COVID-19 pandemic declared emergency. Staff presentations. The T-Mobile hometown grant check presentation, which, if you recall, was the money that T-Mobile granted to the town of Mammoth for a dog park. Public outreach and community relations presentation. There'll be a general plan housing element annual progress report presentation. There is quite a bit about the Mammoth Lakes Police Supervisor Association to adopt existing understanding for the new unit until the next round of negotiations. They'll be adopting the resolution for the town's intention to establish a community facilities district, resolution to certify the Mammoth Yosemite Airport Terminal Area Project final environmental impact report. That'll be a big deal. And a few other things before closed session. So absolutely, if you have some interest in the town of Mammoth Lakes, zoom in on that. You know what? Let's throw in a little weather report today, shall we? For the time being, the smoke has cleared out of both Inyo and Mono counties. Now is the perfect time to get some outdoor activities in and just spend as much time as possible outside while you still can. Bishop will have clear and sunny skies for the next coming week with some wind on Friday night. That wind could gust up to 18 miles per hour. That sounds great. I will be filming the Bishop Bronco football game on top of a booth. Wonderful. Highs will be in the 70s and lows in the 40s. Mammoth Lakes also has clear and nice weather with highs in the 60s and lows in the high 30s and low 40s. So it's starting to get cold, ladies and gentlemen. Autumn is in the air. And I'll have to admit, she's my favorite gal. Okay, I think that's going to do it for Eastern Sierra Now for September 30th, 2021. This has been Jesse Steele bringing you the best in local news.